إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. To continue with the series on Tarbiyah, today I want to remind myself and you about the importance of fulfilling the faraid. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made fard, it is our job to fulfill it to a level of excellence. And this requires two things. One is to acquire knowledge about that fard. How is it to be done? And the second is to then do it. For example, the fard of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first and foremost of it is the kalima tayyiba, by which we enter Islam, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. And we know the famous hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he said that the one who says this kalima with ikhlas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him Jannah. And the Sahaba asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they said, what is the ikhlas of the kalima? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the ikhlas of the kalima is that it keeps you away from haram. So it is very important, and we talked about halal and haram earlier. It's very important for us to know what is halal and know what is haram and to stay away from this haram. This is the first and foremost mutaliba, the first and foremost condition of iman. That the Muslim does not deliberately indulge in anything which is prohibited, which is haram. We seem to have lost track of these things, Allah alam. If a Muslim ever does something which is haram, it is possible, you may have forgotten or you didn't know or something. But to deliberately do something which we know is haram. We know gambling is haram, but we still go to the races. Or we play cards or whatever. You know, I don't want to make a list of all the things. But I'm just saying that there are things today which Muslims do. Knowingly, they know it is haram, they still do it. So that is the first one, to fulfill the faraid. The second most important al-miftahul jannah is the salah. The key of the jannah is salah. The salah is fard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made the five salawat fard on the Muslim, to be prayed at their correct times. Not to be prayed as and when we wish, to be prayed at their correct times. So therefore, it is important for us to learn about salah. What is salah? How is it to be prayed? What are the conditions which you must fulfill before you enter salah? Which means the conditions of tahara and wudu and so on. And then when we come into salah, what are the conditions of salah? Which are the arkan of salah? Which are the pillars of salah? What makes the salah completely invalid? You will have to repeat the salah. What are things which do not make the salah invalid, but it makes the salah defective, for which you have to do sajda sahu? It is important. Unless we know these things, how do you know that your salah is even valid? Right? Then the recitation that is done in the salah, so that is part of salah. Therefore, to learn to recite the Quran correctly is part of the faraid of a Muslim. It is fard. How else will your salah will become invalid? If you are reciting, especially the Suratul Fatiha, if you recite this incorrectly, and if you are doing it in such a way, because it is one of the rukuns of salah. So if you recite it incorrectly, then the salah is defective, or it might become completely invalid altogether. We don't even know. We are praying. We don't care to learn. And as I have said before, ignorance is not a defense in law. So we cannot say, well, you know, no one taught me, I didn't learn. No, we are all adults. It is our job to learn. So let us learn to recite the Quran correctly. Then after salah comes zakat, and then hajj, and then the fasting of Ramadan. All of these are the faraid of Islam, the arkan of Islam. To fulfill them is our duty. It is fard. And as I said before, it is therefore necessary to acquire at least minimum as much knowledge as is required to fulfill the faraid. This is fard on every Muslim. To acquire this knowledge is fard on every Muslim. If a Muslim does not have this knowledge, then he is not fulfilling. He cannot fulfill. How do you fulfill the faraid of Islam unless you know them? Right? Now, it may not be necessary to know everything all the time. For example, you might say, well, you know, I don't know all the arkan and the manasik of hajj, but then I'm not going for hajj just now, so it's okay, maybe, inshallah. But when you are going for hajj, you must make the effort, learn all those things, what you have to do. You might say, well, I'm still not earning, so I don't pay zakat just now. So, how much zakat and what is zakat valid or what is liable for zakat and not, I don't know just now because I'm not earning. That's okay, inshallah. But the moment you start earning, you must know this because you must be sure that you are paying that zakat. But as far as fasting is concerned, as far as salah is concerned, this we have to know, all of us, and we know we have to know all the time. So to fulfill the fara'id and to make sure that we have enough knowledge to fulfill these fara'id. And then to do this diligently. One is to have the knowledge. And the second one is, in spite of the knowledge, we still don't do it. And we don't do it diligently. For example, the most, the one that gets the most beating is the salah. We pray when we want to pray. Sometimes we are so-called busy in this and that, and then we don't pray, we leave. Sometimes we even completely miss the salah, which of course is extremely bad thing. I mean, deliberately to leave salah is kufr. But even if you don't leave it deliberately, you leave it because of, out of laziness and so on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent la'anat on the people who are on salatim sahun. The people who delay the salah deliberately. So, therefore, it's not my intention to talk about all the problems with leaving salah, because let us approach salah from a positive angle. I mean, this is our meeting with Allah. This is our talking with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who we love above anything else. Why do we need a threat of punishment to do it? I mean, that's a ridiculous thing, right? So, therefore, let us approach salah from the, in the way that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to approach salah. Khurratul ayn, he used to say, by the coolness of my eyes, something I look forward to, waiting from salah to salah. About Ibn Abbas, it is said that he used to wait from one salah for another salah. Pray Salatul Fajr and now he is waiting for salah. Waiting means what? Wait, you don't wait for a musibat. You wait for something which you look forward to. I hope it comes fast. I hope I will be there at that time and I want to get it as quickly as it comes. Yeah? People, when the iPhone 5 is released, they go and park themselves on the footpath all night, waiting for the shop to open. Yeah? Yes or no? You do that for some lousy piece of gadget which is, you know, but we don't want to do this for, to communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we don't understand the value of this thing. And that's why I want to end with the hadith of Qudsi, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that if my slave performs the five, establishes the five fard salawat on time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us and said, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that if my slave establishes the five fard salawat at the correct time, then I take the responsibility on myself to forgive him and enter him into Jannah. And if the slave does not do this, then I do not have this responsibility. Now, what bigger incentive can anyone, even with the single gram of iman or single atom of iman, what bigger incentive can we want? To establish the five fard salawat at their correct times. And if we do this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself has said, as mentioned by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith of Qudsi, that Allah said, I take the responsibility, it is my responsibility. Who else is there to forgive except Allah? La yaghfiru dhunuba illa ant. There is no one to forgive except you. So Allah says, I take the responsibility to forgive this slave of mine and enter him or her into Jannah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to include us among those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive and enter into Jannah as his responsibility. And we ask Allah to give us the guidance to do those a'mal which will lead us to this inshaAllah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us our sins and to be pleased with us, and to enable us to do all that is pleasing to him and to save us from all that is not pleasing to him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya rahman.